Hello, this is Krista with thelifeinprogress.ca. I am not sharing a full episode this week. I am kind of talked out. Last Friday in Julie Bielan's highly sensitive community, I offered a grief presentation, and it's on the death of a parent. And if that interests you, I will share the link and kind of point you over there. And then today I am teaching two sessions of a creativity workshop. So all of that to say that I am using up all my words in these other ways. So I just wanted to say hi. Take a moment to, as I said, point you over to that the podcast episode where you can listen to the episode related to the death of a parent, grieving a parent, or the experience of loving and tending to a parent who is in decline. Or you may want to share that with somebody that you care about who could use the encouragement and support. And next week, I will come back here and with another guest, actually two guests. And we will be talking about play. And I will share a little bit about play personalities, research around that, and how we might be able to explore and engage with the idea of play in our lives, including for those of us more serious folk who struggle with allowing ourselves to play. And I look forward to that. And there are good reasons why I believe this matters to those of us in midlife and benefits, you know, how it benefits our health and well-being and joy and ability to live with a sense of purpose and all sorts of goodness. So I will share that next week. And otherwise, I just want to thank you for listening. It feels just a tiny bit humbling and embarrassing to share, but I want to, and I want to celebrate that I have bypassed, or the Rebranding Middle Age podcast has passed 10,000 downloads. And that is insignificant to some and also cause for celebration for me. And I wanted to share that with you. I believe in celebrating imperfect action, in being proud of ourselves, and in enjoying process as much as or even more than product or outcome. The podcast was something that was simmering for a long time. And because of the death of my son, I was just not in a season where it made sense. So stepping into it, it hasn't been a year yet. I think it's been about 10 months or 9 months, something like that. I decided I was just going to give it a go, dive in imperfectly, unfancily as I do, try to enjoy the process and give it a year to just as an experiment to see how it went, you know, and then I could reevaluate. But I do want to thank you for being here and listening and for helping me achieve those 10,000 downloads, which, you know, wasn't like a goal or anything, but it feels good nonetheless to know that there are some people listening and receiving benefit from my work in this facet of my work. So yeah, so thanks. And until next week, until then, make peace with messiness to make space for joy. Bye.